said the board was about 8 or 10 inches wide.
Yeah.
Just wide enough to sit on it.
That's right.
What would you say the children were doing if they were on this other thing that we were talking about? If they were going up and down?
Seesaw.
Okay, and the children are?
Seesawing. That's right. Why couldn't I think of that? They're on all of the yard swings now.
Okay. What would you call a little wooden seat, or maybe a rope seat or something that you tie by long ropes to the branch of a tree?
That's a swing.
Okay. And the children are?
Swinging. We have made them out of tires, car tires. Mm-hmm. Tie them up. In fact, Joe made one for the grandkids out here on this tree one time.
Did you ever use coal?
Oh, yeah.
What did you use to carry it in?
Coal bucket. We didn't have a coal scuttle, and two, you couldn't carry enough in for our family after we moved. Now, we didn't have that in the country. That was after we moved to the village in North Canton. We had to go to buying coal, and we always called it, we had these 5-gallon paint cans. We call them coal buckets. We'd have to bring them in full of coal at night.
What is it that runs from the stove to the chimney?
The stove pipe.
What's the difference between the flue and the stove pipe?
Well, the flue has to be made out of brick or rock or something and fixed where it won't get hot, because it goes through the ceiling and out the top and has to be fixed with asbestos lining or something to keep it from getting hot. And the pipe is made out of tin.
What would you call the little tiny thing that you carry bricks or other heavy things in? It has one wheel in front and legs in back.
Wheelbarrow. A lot of people call it a memory wheel, but we called it a grindstone. You turned it with a hand crank, and to sharpen them with.
What would you sharpen a kitchen knife or a pen knife?
Well, whitrock is what we had. In fact, I keep one in my kitchen now all the time. It's got a little handle on it that I sharpen my kitchen knives with. But I'll tell you something else about sharpening them. You can take them out to any good rock, even my doorsteps, and you can sharpen them. Not that way. I still got a lot of old-fashioned ways. I mean, if I want to get my knife real sharp, if I'm going to carve meat of any kind, I carry it out to a rock and sharpen it.
If it works?
Yeah, it works.
Keep using it.
Yeah, it works, and I keep on using it. Call that a car. A lot of people call them automobiles, but they're still cars to me. Thank you. I've enjoyed it a lot. It's dirty now, and I planned on getting it washed all this week, but I need to get around to it. Couldn't do a thing to it myself, but I'd carry it and have it lubricated. Oil.
How about if you had a
Well, I remedy that. I take some machine oil.